This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Two Syrian soldiers were killed and six others wounded in an Israeli airstrike over Tartus, Syrian state media reported on Wednesday. The official news agency SANA quoted a military source as saying the Israeli strikes came from the direction of the Mediterranean Sea and targeted some air defense sites. Flooding following torrential rains in the eastern coastal Libyan city of Derna this week has left thousands dead and thousands more missing or displaced. But one academic suggested a perfect storm of politics and neglect may have made the city a disaster waiting to happen. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
A major storm dumped 15 to 24 centimeters of rain on eastern Libya late Sunday, causing Derna's two dams to collapse, literally turning city streets into rivers that swept away entire neighborhoods. A research paper published last year by a hydrologist at Libya's Omar al-Mokhtar University warned repeated flooding of the seasonal riverbed in Derna was a threat to the city, saying a flood would be catastrophic. The paper urged immediate steps to ensure regular maintenance of the city's dams. But since the uprising that deposed dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, Libya's had no nationwide government, with separate rival factions governing eastern and western parts of the nation. The chaotic government situation left the dams, along with much of the region's infrastructure, poorly maintained. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney will not run for re-election in 2024. The former presidential candidate and Massachusetts governor announced his intentions in a video statement Wednesday, creating a wide-open contest in a state that heavily favors Republicans. Romney says the country is ready for a new generation of leadership. The 76-year-old easily won election in reliably GOP Utah in 2018, but was expected to face more resistance from his own party after he emerged as one of the most visible members to break with the former president, Donald Trump. This is VOA News. At the United Nations, a demand for the U.S. ambassador to release American citizens held in Russia on what they called trumped-up charges, also the Wall Street journalist Evan Gershkovich's mother.
Evan loves being a journalist. His passion is reporting the news and helping people understand Russia and the Russian people. He's always been curious about the world and loved traveling. He cares deeply about people. His reporting has kept the world informed, and we all miss reading his stories.
Gershkovich is among those held in Russia on espionage charges. Gershkovich was doing stories on the Ukraine war for the Wall Street Journal when he was arrested in March. Religious leaders from the Kenya's port city of Mombasa demonstrated on Wednesday against a ruling by the Supreme Court that reaffirmed the right of the LGBTQI community's right to associate. On Tuesday, the court upheld the right of the National Gay and Lesbian Rights Commission to register with Kenya's NGO board. Ahmed Atman told Reuters that they wanted Kenya's government to treat the LGBTQI community the same neighboring Uganda has done.
What we are requesting the government is the president, we are actually asking our president to step his feet on the ground and prevent the legitimizing of the LGBTQ in Kenya just as much as what Museveni did for Uganda.
For now, Kenya is still seen as a relative haven for LGBTQ people in a hostile region, unlike in many of the more than 30 African countries where same-sex relations are illegal. Its colonial-era anti-gay law is rarely enforced. A French government agency has said that Apple's iPhone 12 emits too much radiation and has ordered Apple to take it off the French market. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The National Frequency Agency, which oversees public exposure to electromagnetic radiation, also called on Apple to fix the issue with phones already in use. The regulator said they will monitor updates to the iPhone 12 and will order Apple to recall the phones if the fixes don't work. Apple has disputed the findings and said the device complies with all regulations governing radiation. The agency said levels of radiation breached EU standards when the phone was tested in a hand or pocket. I'm Karen Chamas.
More heavy rain is falling in New England, where residents are keeping an eye on the path of Hurricane Lee. Nearly 10 inches of rain fell in 6 hours earlier this week in parts of Massachusetts. The rain created sinkholes in Leominster, Massachusetts. Cars sank into the ground at an auto dealership, and the front yard collapsed at one house, resulting in a 15-foot hole that exposed the foundation. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey declared a state of emergency, and officials ordered evacuations out of concern for a dam listed in poor condition. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.